Welcome, everyone, to the Let's Purify podcast. I'm your host, Michael Spencer. And if you have been listening to the podcast for a little while, you will have noticed that I changed the name from Home Energy Purification Stories to the Let's Purify podcast. And there are a couple reasons for that. Some of them are behind the scenes, having to do with me changing the hosting. And the name change itself is related to wanting the podcast to be more expansive and to touch on more than simply the stories. I love the stories. I think the stories are vital for inspiration. And just like the recent episode that I had with Rebecca Wong, where she talked about providing tips and guidance around doing home energy purification with a partner and being in relationship and sharing space with someone while purifying, you know, that was somewhat story oriented, and it was also information based. So I wanted the podcast name to be more inclusive of all the different things that I'm having vision and my own inspiration to be sharing. And I'm also, like I said earlier, changing the hosting. And so what that means is there will be a new link, and you will also need to, if you've subscribed to the podcast, you'll need to resubscribe. Fear not, I'm going to make that super simple. Once it's ready to happen, I'll put an episode out that is very brief, just about getting on to the new RSS feed or whatever that's called. Fear not, I'll make it simple. The other big thing I wanted to talk about in today's episode is a story, and it's a new facet of home energy purification that was presented to me when I was at a Reiki session talking about an experience that I had that's definitely related to home energy purification. And my Reiki practitioner, the wonderful Melissa Brem, gave me a new perspective, and it really feels like an important aspect of or a way of understanding why we may be letting go of something. So the backstory is that I went to this session and I was talking with her before she actually started the hands-on Reiki. I was talking with her about my logo for Infinite Nature. So Infinite Nature was my counseling practice that I had for 3 years, and then I let that go so that I could create Let's Purify and really amp up this home energy purification work, because I'm so inspired and so passionate about it. And I have a really special place in my heart for Infinite Nature, my counseling practice, and the logo that was associated with that practice. And I had a drawing of the logo that was in the log cabin where I used to have my practice. And then whenever I created the practice as an online experience doing video conferencing sessions, I brought this drawing of the logo home. I put it in my yoga and meditation space. One day last week, I walked in the room and I just looked at that logo and I knew I needed to take it off the wall. It's a beautiful drawing. The logo itself is lovely. And I knew that it didn't fit there anymore. It didn't fit in my space. And so I took it down. I honored that intuitive nudge that had happened, that intuitive place that said, no matter how much you love this, it doesn't belong here in this way anymore. And I've really gotten good at honoring that. And it felt bittersweet and very right to me to take it off the wall. I put it in the closet. It feels good for it to sit there for the time being. I'm not sure what will come of it. And for right now, it doesn't matter. It's where it needs to be. And so sharing this with Melissa prior to our session, because it felt like I was really grieving and letting go of some aspects of Infinite Nature, which feels necessary as Let's Purify is really growing and coming into form, and I'm serving more people. In this way, there's been a little bit more of a letting go of my old way of practicing. And when I shared all of this with her, she said, you know, Michael, and I don't remember her exact words, except for one word in particular. She said, I think the reason that you were able to, you know, you had that intuitive nudge and you needed to and were able to take that representation of the logo for Infinite Nature off your wall is because you embody that. You embody infinite nature, so you no longer need the external representation. And that really resonated with me and felt so right. And it felt like an additional component to what I was experiencing, because there was absolutely that sense of grieving and letting go of something. And that's part of what we can experience in home energy purification when something is dissolving, and then the physical, tangible items that represent that are ready to be let go of. There definitely can be a grieving associated with that. And I feel that for infinite nature, and it feels necessary for that to happen so that Let's Purify can really blossom. And this concept, I guess, of embodiment also really strongly resonates. The possibility that the reason that it was ready, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. The reason that I was ready to let go of this logo is that I embody it was such a wonderful message for me to hear, because the logo has lots of symbolism to it. So that really fit for me as well. And yeah, I feel like I'm rambling a little bit, and I'm just going to trust that you are resonating with this on some level, since you're still listening. And I wanted to give another example that may make it seem even more clear for your experience. So perhaps there's a book that is on your shelf that you have read over and over and over again, and it's been a really important part of your journey, your development, in a particular area, depending on the topic. And it's a book that, you know, is kind of an extension of you, which again, that's what all of our stuff is in one way or another. All of these physical, tangible belongings outside of us are a representation of what's happening inside. And some have a stronger pull and a stronger attachment than others. So if you consider a book that you've read so many times and you know it like the back of your hand, the messages speak so loudly and so clearly to you, you can imagine that it might be a bit of a shocker to be in a home energy purification process and pull that book off the shelf, something you think is like in your mind thinking, oh, this is a no-brainer, of course this book stays, and having some intuitive nudge that says, no, it's time. It's time for this book to go. And I think a way of making sense of that, that discord, if that's the way to say it, where the mind is like, no-brainer, I'm totally keeping this book, it's my favorite, and intuitively, on some level, there's a different message coming forward that says, oh, it's time to go. The possibility that you have, that you now embody all of the messages that you uniquely need to move forward, and that you no longer need that external representation in your life, that to me is so beautiful and liberating, and I think can really represent the growth that occurs in our lives, because of course we don't need the same things to support us throughout our entire life journey. We don't need the same book when we're 20 that we need when we're 60. And if we do, that's okay. That would be a really amazing book. I invite you to explore this concept of embodiment and that being a possibility that when we are letting go of something, even if in our minds we don't quite understand it, or we assign one meaning to the reason that we're letting go, that another reason may be, in some cases, that we simply embody what that object represents, and so we no longer need the object in the physical. And that's a beautiful thing. If you would like to be in touch with me, you can visit the ever-evolving letspurify.energy website. All of my contact information is on the Contact Me page. I would love to hear from you. I would love to schedule a free 15-minute consultation with you if you're interested in home energy purification work and you want to learn more about how it might be of service to you. And there are a couple of different ways that we can work together that I am slowly finding the language for and getting on the website. So check it out. Let's be in touch. And I will absolutely be providing the information that you need to stay on track with being subscribed to the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I do hope that this episode with this concept of embodiment has been helpful for you, and I invite you to keep on purifying.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.